All right, this is Wahid Tanner at the Take Up Code podcast, and I'm at CPPCon this week, an awesome, awesome conference. And I'm sitting here with Joss Lospinoso, who just authored the book, C++, A Crash Course.
That's right.
Did I get the name of the book right?
That's exactly right.
Okay,
yes.
All right, cool. I wasn't sure if I got an extra A or an extra syllable in there or something for the name of the book. But yeah, I wanted to sit down and talk with Joss about the book. Tell us about it. You know, guess maybe let's start. Why'd you write it?
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me, Wahid. I really appreciate it. So I learned C++ about 5 years ago, and I had a really difficult time of it. I came from an application programming background, mostly Java. When I came into system programming and tried to learn C++, I had a really tough time, even with the excellent books that are out there, because they're generally quite advanced. And what makes C++ such a powerful language is that all of the ideas and powerful features nest together really tightly, and it makes it difficult sometimes for beginners to pull out the pieces. After years of bouncing between exhausted colleagues and book material and classes, I felt like I finally got a really strong grasp of the language. But I looked back and said, you know, I wish I had a book that took a deliberate brick-by-brick approach to learning this language and tried to give you listings where, for example, you're not punting some concept until much later, exceptions like, oh, you'll learn about these in 4 chapters, don't worry about it too much for now. And rather than that, took a very deliberate linear approach to teaching you the language. So that's what I decided to do. I started it about 2.5 years ago and just finished in time for CPPCon this week. So we got our first prints in.
I have a copy of your book, and I have to say it is it seems very complete and that's not the exact word I was looking for, but
sure.
Comprehensive. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very comprehensive. And so here at CPPCon, there's speakers giving talks all the time on things. And Josh, you gave a talk the other day on that attracted my attention on writing a book.
Sure.
And you said something in the talk that stuck with me, and I just wanted to call it out. I don't know, maybe it's a pet peeve of mine, but many times when I hear people giving, like, especially acceptance speeches, they'll say something like, I'm very humbled to be receiving this award. And I always think about that and think, humbled, really? So you're being brought down because you're receiving this award.
Sure.
And you use the word humbled in the talk you gave, and I thought, you know what? You actually used it correctly. You said that it's very humbling to write a book because we realize then how many little things we don't yet know until you sit down and start writing it.
Yep.
I thought, you know, that actually does bring us down. We think we know a lot until we actually try to write about it or teach, or in my case, even create a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you nailed it right on the head. As you know from teaching C++, there's that old Einstein quote that, like, you never truly understand something unless you can explain it to your grandmother, right? It's totally true. If you can't present material in a clear, concise, and ordered fashion, oftentimes it's not a style thing that you don't know how to do it. It's just that you haven't really mastered the material. And so one of the things that I found very often when writing the book was that I'd have difficulty writing a particular passage or a couple of pages or even a chapter, and the editor would come back to me saying, look, this is really not clear, like, you need to think through this better and rewrite it. What he was really saying was, hey, go back and relearn this stuff and really master it and then try again. Nine times out of 10, that was the issue. It's just learning the material better so that you could figure out how to distill it down into the elements that really matter for the beginner, for the person who's seeing this for the first time. And that's a really humbling experience, like you said, because you think you know something and you start writing about it and you realize, like, oh my gosh, I'm having so much difficulty explaining this. And the reason is because maybe you really need to go back and master the material.
Yeah, excellent. All right, so let's talk about the book a bit more. Maybe
sure.
What do you have a favorite chapter in the book?
Yeah, you know, I do, and it might strike you as funny. I mean, there's so many different parts to it. I've got, you know, unit testing, the standard library, a bunch of boost stuff. There's ASIO and concurrency, and those were a lot of fun because you really get to, once you learn about the language, you get to kind of spread your wings a bit and do really powerful things. But honestly, my favorite chapter is the one where I talk about the object lifecycle. Because I have to tell you, after, you know, I taught the C++ course for United States Cyber Command for all of their new soldiers, sailors, and airmen that are coming in to learning how to be cyber professionals in the government. And the single biggest thing that people have trouble with coming into this language is the object lifecycle. When do my objects get created? What's their scope? What happens when they get destroyed? Really, so much, if you think about it, so much of the language revolves around being able to answer those questions and keep in your mind, like, what's happening to all of my objects? And so my favorite chapter is that one where I take just this simple class, a tracer class, I call it. So it prints out a statement at the beginning when it constructs, and it prints out a statement when it destructs at the end. And we just go through this exercise of, okay, what happens when I put this at local scope? What happens when I put this at global scope? What happens when I put this thing on the free store? And you go through and you allow the reader to play with all these iterations and see where things get destroyed and created. And I've used that like pedagogically for some of these classes, and I have to say that it has the biggest impact on people's ability to learn further C++ concepts. So I think that's probably my favorite.
Okay. One of the things that I know I always try to, I don't know if struggle is the right word, but I always try to take extra care to make sure that when I'm explaining something that I make it relevant or bring it back to something real.
Yeah.
Did you have any problem with the object lifecycle, with making it something that people can relate to beyond just, hey, look, we're printing out some stuff here and there? Were there any like specific problems or gotchas that you were leading up to or something?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that you just you brought up a really, really good point about teaching, and that there's sometimes a tension between finding a real world example of something that's a close enough analog to the concept that you're trying to teach, but it also isn't too distracting to what's actually going on. And I have to say, like, I think I could have continued writing the book for two more years, and where I could have really sunk even more time was in the listings and the examples, and I spent a lot of time on them already, and so I would say, you know, I tried my best to bring both really good, you know, real world examples in, but also, you know, inject some levity with there are a lot of sci-fi references and wordplay and things to just kind of you know, let the reader take a mental break for a second while they're learning about something pretty heady. But yeah, I mean, I think the examples are pretty good, but you know, you can always do better with refining those analogies and abstractions.
Okay. What's next? Do you have a part two or version two, or are you going to go like a completely different direction and start a new book or something?
Sure. Yeah. So, I am definitely going to take a bit of a break from writing for a couple months. It's you know, my wonderful family gave me a lot of creative space to write the book. Definitely going to kind of take a little bit of a breather, but I am super excited about C++ 20. You know, one of the things about C++ Crash Course is I teach C++ 17 directly, so there's no. Besides the foreword, which Peter Bindles graciously wrote, that discusses kind of like the history of how we got from, you know, Bjarne's C with classes all the way to the amazing language we have now, I just teach C++ 17 directly because there's already so much going on for a beginner that, you know, they really don't need to keep in their head all these different compiler eccentricities and the etymology of all these terms and things. Just I thought it was great to just teach it directly. So I'm very excited for C++ 20 because it actually makes the language even simpler to teach, which might seem counterintuitive because it adds features. But for example, talking about modules, I don't have to do a whole segue on the preprocessor and what Pound Include actually does, and it really beautifully cleans that up. I think it becomes a lot easier to teach templates when you can just point directly to concepts and people have a mental model for like what a sort of interface is and what requirements on types are. I think ranges cleans up algorithms tremendously. And so I'm definitely thinking about a second edition at some point. You know, it won't be for at least 2 years, I would guess, but definitely on the radar.
Okay. All right. Well, any last thoughts you want to share? It's probably about time to wrap it up. So
definitely, yeah. No, I just really appreciate you having me on, and it was great to meet you, and thanks for everything you do for the C++ community.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Also, I know I've been promoting the CPP conference, CPPCon conference here on the last few episodes, and this is yet just another example. You know, attending a conference like this, just to be able to sit down and, you know, even if let's say you don't have a podcast and you're sure. just a regular attendee coming here,
sure.
you know, you can walk up to Josh or any of the other authors and just start asking questions, talking. The openness and the willingness to share is it's amazing.
I've been blown away, too, by just how wonderful everyone's been.
All right. So that's about it for this episode. Thank you very much.
Thanks again.